something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. There is a greater light than that prophecy. The prophecy might have said that God said you will get well. Yes, you can hold on to it as a light in a dark place until the day dawn in your heart. When the day dawns, you know what, brother? It means that the greater light is ruling. Because the greater light is not for the night. The prophecy is for the night. The darkness. Let the day dawn in your heart. When the day dawns in your heart, and the death star arises in your heart, you will know that there is a greater truth. That greater truth. That greater light is not that God said you are going to get well, but that, oh my God, listen, it means that the light of life that has been given to you is already shining. The Bible says the true light now shineth. That means this sickness from which the lesser truth said you will be healed does not exist at all. This is the greater light. Do you understand the greater light? Those who function in the greater light will not know night. Are you still there? The lesser light says you have lost money. The lesser light says your business is going down. The lesser light says you have been cheated. But the greater light tells you there is an abundance in your life. Can you shout amen, somebody? How could you lose when the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want? He makes you lie down in green pastures. Come on, shout hallelujah. I dwell in the greater light. The Bible says we are children of the day, not of the night. We are not of the night. We are not of the night. Can you shout amen, somebody? We are children of the day, not of the night. Let the day dawn in your heart. Let the death star arise in your heart. Can you shout hallelujah? There is a greater light. Oh, glory to God. There is a greater light. The greater light rules the day. The greater light rules the day. Even the hotness of the day is tamed by the greater light. He says the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Can you shout hallelujah? There's a greater light. Why do you let night rule in your heart? Why have you lived by the lesser light? Why have you allowed the darkness to function in you? Why have you allowed that mirage of a growth, that tumor, to take a hold of your body? There's a greater light. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Ah! Doesn't matter how you were born of your mother, all things are passed away. Doesn't matter what sickness you came out with the womb, all things are passed away. Are you hearing me? Doesn't matter what disease is found in your family, all things are passed away. There is a greater light. Walk in the greater light. Can you shout amen, somebody? I told you there's something. You know what? Jeremiah said, let Jerusalem come to your mind. In other words, remember. Remember, he says, God from afar. From the distance where you've been taken. was Jeremiah. But Jesus brought something better. In describing the temple, in describing the church, the New Jerusalem, John said, I looked into the New Jerusalem, I found no temple there. There was no temple there. Why? We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. There was no temple there. And then he says, and the gates will not be shut in the day. He didn't say, and the night. He said, because there will be no night there. No night. What is he saying? We're carrying this thing in our hearts. The kingdom of God is not something I remember. The kingdom of God is not something I think about over there. The kingdom of God is within me. I carry Jerusalem in my heart. Can you shout hallelujah? I carry that heavenly city in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Oh, hallelujah. Think about it. What life he has given us. Discover the greater light. Live by the greater light. Walk by the greater light. When something happens and they say, what are you going to do about it? He said, there's a greater light. There's a greater light. There's a greater light. This is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There's a greater light. So what you are seeing is by the lesser light. Brother, there's a greater light. You know, when you go into your room in your house, your light, the light that you have in your room cannot show you the beautiful things you're wearing. You can look at your skin. But if you go to a greater light, the X-rays, they look right into your body. Are you hearing me? Doesn't matter what has been happening, there's a greater light. And this greater light rules the day. And there is no night in my heart. There is no night in my life. In him there is no darkness at all. Say, no darkness in my life. No night in my life. I am not a child of the night. I'm a child of the day. And that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. We are not of the night, but of the day. Hallelujah. Greater light. Somebody understands greater light. I'm seen by the greater light. I'm looking through the greater light. Look at it and find that trouble in your body. You say, that's the lesser light. So there's a greater light. I got a greater light. Tell somebody, there's a greater light. Glory to God. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and thank him. Glorify his name. Thank him for his kindness. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ, come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovel Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovel360.com.
This message is titled, Greater Light.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.